about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia, what do we do for big tongues? My tongue has been growing bigger. My wife doesn't seem to mind, but I think something's wrong. Your wife doesn't seem to mind. Can you please keep these emails clean? Try to keep them a little clean. This is a family show. If your tongue is enlarging, the first thing I think of is acromegaly, growth hormone, too much growth hormone, and so your tongue starts to grow, your hands start to grow, your facial features change, your feet grow. If you, let's say, acutely have swelling of the tongue, you know, that could be angioedema, a reaction to medication. It could be, a reaction to a food, an allergy. But if you think your tongue is getting bigger, I would definitely have some hormonal tests, including growth hormone, despite your wife's protest that you get it checked out. Okay? Great question. Guys, we got a lot of your questions, a lot of your news. I'm sorry, we have a lot of news, and I think I have a cold. My water heater blew. My hot water heater blew about 3-4 days ago. We're still waiting for the water heater, so I can't take my hot showers. And I think maybe psychologically, you know, that's kind of my zen, I guess I need, or, it's my fuel. And I haven't been able to take, I've had to take cold showers for the last few days, and I think I'm getting a cold, so I'm so sorry if I'm a little sniffly. I mean, we do have some sad stories, so it could be, you know, I'm crying. You know, Dr. Dahlia does have a heart. I've actually started crying on air. That's horrible when you do that. You know, because you're just talking and talking and talking, and all of a sudden, you know, I just throw in, you know, my father, you know, who passed away 8 years ago, and all of a sudden I... And then it got all quiet. I'm like, oh, stop it, those are great on air. You know, so I gotta stop talking about that. Right, you know. I think last week we were talking about me getting dumped. You know, different ways I was getting dumped. I didn't cry on that one. That was a close one. Yeah, Lord knows when I got dumped 20-some years ago, I was bawling. But now I can just talk about it, you know, like no big thing. All right, so we got awesome show. We got Scott working the dials. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We're hearing that many more of you have been downloading our Dr. Dahlia app. Keep that up. Thank you. We definitely need that going. Got to convince Apple to do the iPhone app, which I think we are working on as we speak. And yes, we are starting to organize next year's Alaskan cruise. So for those of you that can't stand the heat and want to get out of the kitchen, we are working on the Alaskan cruise for next June, July. Unfortunately, we had to cancel it this year after the Costa Concordia disaster. And, in respect for those that were still on the boat, trying to survive for days, weeks, after, unfortunately. And, many of our, people originally going there were like, well, you know, is the cruise line going to go under? Should we get our money back? So what we decided to do was, when all that was happening, to, take a rain check on last year's trip. So this year, God willing, no disasters. We are going to have an amazing trip, and as we get information, I'll be posting it on our website. If not, go to my website, email me that you want information on the next cruise as soon as we get it. Sounds good? All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Lots of interesting stories we need to talk about. Now we got this new shooter. Right, the Sikh temple shooter, and a little bit more information of what he was like. We need to talk about that. We need to talk about John Wise, Ohio man, who walked into his wife's hospital room and shot her. Now they're saying it might have been a mercy killing, because after he did it, he just waited for the authorities to take him. We're going to talk about that. We have psychologists thinking that some of these mass shooters, these assassins, they don't seem to have a Facebook account, so maybe the lack of a Facebook account may be suspicious. I know, don't you hate that? Oh, please, Please, really, really. Okay, so now assassins are going to listen to that and go, you know what? I'm going to get a Facebook account so I don't stand out. We got U.S. Judo champ Nicholas Del Popolo found to have marijuana in his system. He claims it was from a brownie. We need to talk about that. We have, I guess, a couple blood pressure medicines linked to lip cancer. That's kind of kooky. We have, let me see, there was another very interesting story. Oh, yeah, our kitty cats are killing a lot more than you think. I know you think your little kitty cats are innocent, but they found that there's a lot more carnage than we think. All right, lots more stories and stuff, but we are going to get to as much as we can. Plus, we're going to get your comments. A lot of you have been calling in with questions, even when we're not live. We'll try to play those. So as you can see, very busy day. But we're not too busy to take your phone call. So please call it at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget, if you do have a Facebook account, guess you're not going to be red flagged, which is good. Find us on Facebook. We have the Dr. Dahlia Facebook page. Find us. Click link. Scott's probably on there, too. You could say hi to Scott. I know I give Donovan so much crap. Donovan doesn't even want to go on Facebook. I've asked him. I go, Donovan, come on. Everybody loves you. You're like a huge fan. Everybody. I mean, he has fans. He has groupies. Donovan has groupies, right? He's got women throwing underwear at him on the emails. And he doesn't want to go on Facebook, but maybe we got Scott on there. So we'll see. And Twitter. We got Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Okay. So, oh, don't you hate that? We are coming up. We're coming up on the end, but I want to get to this. Okay. So anyway, this gunman, federal investigators have been looking at Wade Michael Page. From what we understand, was a veteran who in Wisconsin decided to shoot. How many people did he kill? This was horrible. I mean, we're still recovering from what happened in Colorado, and what we understand, killed six, three critically wounded as of now. From what we understand, federal investigators have been watching him. He was, I guess, a member of two racist skinhead bands, they call them, End Apathy and Definite Hate. But from what we understand, law enforcement officials at the time determined there wasn't enough evidence of a crime to open an investigation. I believe he was also funding a domestic terrorist group. Now, when do they decide to look further? I mean, are authorities just waiting for people to shoot? Okay, we got more to talk about. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 6th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 16.10.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.50.56, $8.25.28 for a half ounce, or $4.12.64 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.50.56, $8.25.28, and $4.12.64.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Not having a water heater, therefore hot water, because I love my hot showers. You all know I like to go home after I see patients who were sick and coughing on me and sneeze on me, take a hot shower. When the kids get on my nerves, take a hot shower. I haven't had a hot shower now for 3-4 days. I've just had cold showers, and now I'm getting sick. No, I'm not allowed to ask Scott if I could go home and use a shower. That's sexual harassment. No, you can't do that. No, you cannot ask a coworker if you could take a hot shower. Can't do it. So we got to be careful. I'm already harassing enough. I don't need to add sexual harassment to the list. I'll just still do cold showers. It's really frustrating because I think the hot showers is what keeps me from being sick. If you notice, I rarely call in sick. I could have menstrual cramps. I could have a hemorrhoid flare up. My uterus could be prolapsing. I don't call in. I've been very good, and now without my hot showers, it's like my kryptonite. I don't know what to do. I know, did you guys see that? A Superman movie is going to be coming out. Yay, they're bringing back Superman. See, when you can't figure out what good movies to make, just redo some of the old ones. That's what they do. You know, rehash old stuff. I mean, how many Batman have we had? Right? Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, I was calling about going to the bathroom a whole lot. I pee all the time, and also I have changed my underwear at night and when I get up in the morning, and then I got to change my underwear at night before I go to bed because I pee and I don't feel it. It seems like I dribble in my drawers and it gets wet. So I guess that's my question.
Oh, okay. No, that's pretty frustrating. I would probably suggest, you know, especially if it's happening in your sleep. Well, okay, first, what I suggest is whenever we have anybody that could be losing urine, gotta get a urinalysis. Just check for bladder infection. So go to your doctor, pee in a cup, let them take a look, see what's going on, because infections prevent you from being able to hold the urine. Very, very common. Like a lot of women will say, oh my gosh, I coughed and I sneezed and I, you know, when usually I can handle it. Of course, we always look for infection. So first and foremost, we look at that. If this has been going on for a while, then we need to look at the muscles. We look at the prostate. You know, sometimes we do sister urethrograms to see what your bladder can hold. Certain medications, though, can do it. Certain medications could either prevent urination or cause over urination. Now, older individuals, sometimes Alzheimer's, dementia could do that. You know, I talked about how sometimes in my dream, I've been very lucky, in my dream, I have to go to the bathroom. Don't ask. I don't know why bodily functions have to be a part of my dream, but probably because my bladder's full. So in my dream, I'm like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom. So in my dream, I find somewhere to go to the bathroom, and I feel like I relieve myself in the dream. And then a couple minutes later, I'm like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom again. And then I finally wake up. Well, what if in your dream is so vivid and you're in such a deep sleep that you just relieve yourself? You know, that could happen too. So sometimes people will say, oh, psychologically this happens. I mean, it's nothing of anything psychologically wrong. It's you are really relaxed in your sleep. And as you're dreaming, you know, you're like, oh, I'm at the Mets game. Oh, I'm going to stop, go to the bathroom. You go to the bathroom in your dream. And then you wake up and you go to the bathroom. So honestly, for men, check prostate. Men and women, check bladder function. Check for infection, etc. Now, very rarely we'll see something called autonomic neuropathy. I haven't had too much of a chance to talk about this on the show. It's basically a nerve disorder where a lot of your functions that your body is supposed to handle, like sweating, digesting food, blood pressure, heart rate, urination, the nerves get disrupted, your autonomic nervous system. And so some people will say, what's going on? I'm just urinating on myself. Or you'll have incontinence, etc. You could have sexual difficulties. You could be dizzy, etc. And diabetes can cause this. Certain medications can cause this. Parkinson's can cause this. Infection could do this. Chemotherapy could do this. Or sometimes you have autoimmune diseases that just fight the nerves, like Sjögren's syndrome, lupus could do that. Very rarely cancer could do that. We see autonomic neuropathy in Alzheimer's patients. They'll wet themselves because the amyloid buildup. And they lack control. So autonomic neuropathy is something that, I mean, it's not the first thing we think of, but if you're having any difficulty with bladder, we need to look at the nerves. Sometimes also they may MRI your back just to make sure there's nothing kooky going on with your disc, make sure there's no tumors in the back, etc. You know, I don't want to scare you or anything, but these are things we think of when somebody has trouble holding their urine. I mean, it doesn't sound like, I know he's not on air right now, you know, he has anything, you know, particularly global going on, but global warming, no, global going on, but, you know, because, you know, he's got some dribbling, et cetera. But that's something we think about. People are like, why am I all of a sudden losing my urine? Why can't I hold my bladder? And that's something we think of. It's called autonomic neuropathy. So if any of you have issues with that, definitely ask your patient. Ask your doctor. I have actually two medical students this month. They gave me two, which is good because I don't have to repeat myself two different times. I get to just talk to two people. And my patients are awesome letting two people come into the room with me. It's just unfortunately I'm so used to talking to them throughout the day, saying, make sure you're patient, whatever, that I gotta remember, you know, now on radio. Okay, there we go. Okay, so we covered that. We covered urinating, nocturesis. We covered that. Okay, excellent. Okay, I want to go back. Great question, though. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're all in shock with this killer Wade, right? Who over the weekend decided to go into a Sikh temple and kill six, from what I understand. Three are currently wounded. And, you know, we're like, what's going on with all these domestic terrorist acts? What's going on? And from what we understand, the feds, he was red flagged, but then they didn't investigate. They didn't pursue. Now, when we were talking about James Holmes and the Colorado incident, oh, and Jared Loeffner, by the way, he's back in the news, the Gabby Giffords shooter and assassin in Tucson a couple years back. He, I believe, is going to be tried within the next day or so. And he's going to plead guilty, which is interesting. Okay, I thought he was going to try to plead insanity. From what we understand, it would be life in prison. Yeah. I don't know about that. Yeah, I would say death penalty on that one. All right. So what's happening here? So some psychiatrists, psychiatrists are saying, oh, wait a second. Let's look at James Holmes, who did the Colorado shooting. And remember that Norwegian mass murderer that killed a whole bunch of kids, Anders Behring Breivik? German magazine Der Tagesspiegel has pointed out that those two shooters didn't have Facebook accounts. And that may be suspicious. Now, I know some of you are like, okay, this is ridiculous, but I read into this a little more, and I kind of see what's going on. They say even employers, co-workers, etc., they think something's wrong if you don't have a Facebook account. And it's not because you're choosing to stay away from social media because you think it's a waste of time, you think it's going to clutter up your time, and you've got better things to do, like spend time with your family, read a book, etc., listen to the Dr. Dolly Show. I get that. What they think is you don't have a Facebook account because you're not allowed to. You had an account. It had so many red flags deleted that you can't have one anymore. So now you're guilty by not association, but no association. See what I mean? If employers and coworkers and psychologists and I guess criminal investigators, etc., if they think having a Facebook account is the norm and you don't have one, that could look funny, or you had one and got kicked off because you were a sociopath, you were a predator, etc. So you not having a Facebook account already is three marks against you. Okay, that's not cool. That's not cool, because I can't tell you how many people are like, I just got to close this up. I am sick of this. So, let me see. Okay, so tech reporter Farhad Manju wrote in an advice column that young people shouldn't date anyone who isn't on Facebook. He says if you're of a certain age and you meet someone who you're about to go to bed with and that person... don't go to bed with somebody you just met. Okay, first of all, let's just get that out of there. And that person doesn't have a Facebook page, you may be getting a false name. It could be some kind of a red flag. Manju points out that these judgments don't apply to older people who were already productive adults before social media became widespread. So they're saying if a young person doesn't have... Facebook account could be pretty kooky. They say psychologist Christopher Moeller told the magazine that using Facebook has become a sign of having a healthy social network. All right. Now, again, what the problem with this article is now if there are any sociopaths out there, they're going, oh, you know what? I better just do a Facebook account just so I have one. But a person has a Facebook account that doesn't get used, I bet that would be a red flag. So I would say, especially with this Wade person who did the latest shooting, if you're in a skinhead group, something's already kind of wrong with you, right? Can I say that? But again, not enough for them to launch an investigation until they shoot somebody. We have a real messed up system. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you don't like letters, you can always call in at 1-877-362-3254. A few days ago, we were talking about how, you know, how do couples live with each other, last as long as they can. I had a patient who was married 46 years and was ready to get a marriage counselor, and good for her for wanting to get a marriage counselor. I always get nervous when people just want to divorce and not try to get somebody to intervene. I mean, after 46 years of marriage, there's got to be something to it. You know, I was just describing how, you know, my husband has put up with me for 15 years. I mean, we work together, but we probably only spend about 22 minutes of the day actually together. It's a shame it's only that, but I think that's what works. You know, so 22 minutes a day, right? After all these, I'm not going to do the math. I guess I could pull out my phone, but I had to put my phone away. My phone rang during the show a couple days ago. So now I'm on a restriction. I got to keep my phone off. What are you going to do? But really quickly here, apparently psychologists have come up with ways to fight. Friendly ways to fight. You know there's a way to fight. We've talked about this on the show many times. How do you fight with your spouse or somebody you love? All right? Because, people don't know how to fight. In fact, I think anybody who's about to get married or go into a long-term relationship should seek marriage counseling so you know how to fight. Like, for example, there was a study that came out earlier last week saying, you should fight it out. Couples should fight it out. I mean, not fist fights or anything, but don't hold it in. And according to this psychiatrist here, or psychologist Mary Hartwell Walker, she has an article out saying embrace conflict. There's no need to fear it. Differences mean you can learn from each other. Embrace the conflict. Good, because when I'm upset at my husband, I sure the heck is not going to brace him. They say, go after the issue and not each other. This is a good one. Sometimes my husband gets so mad at the topic that he goes after me, yelling at me. I'm like, No, look, have I brought your mother into this? No, if I didn't bring your mother into it, you don't bring me into it. You're upset about, let's say, money issues or whatever. That's the enemy, not us. You and I are on the same side. We are trying to figure out how to fight this money monster. Right? Okay, you see what I mean? All right. They say listen respectfully. It really helps when you fight to let the other person have the floor. Right? Okay? If you don't let the other person talk, they get mad. Right? People don't like getting shut. Why do you think radio people, right, don't do this in front of a live studio audience? Someone's going to shut you up. See, right now, the only way I could be shut up is Scott could turn off the mic. But, you see, you can't argue with me. Nobody can argue with me right now because I have the floor. And you feel better when you have the floor because you think you were able to communicate. Now, you could in your mind go blah, 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 blah. But don't let her know that's what's happening. And don't yell. The more you yell, you get the other person to talk softly. Go, I agree with you. The situation stinks. But I would say we should maybe tackle the problem this way. I don't want to disagree with you, but in my experience, having money problems or whatever, we top ramen it for the next month. You see what I mean? That's what I would say. And if you notice that the other person is starting to go off, right, and escalate, and you want to, my computer's getting warm. I hope I don't start a fire. Why is my computer getting warm? Maybe my computer's mad. I really abuse this computer, Oh, my. Boy, that's hot. All right, well, I'll get a fire extinguisher on break. All right, anyway. One thing you could do is when you see it escalating, you could say, what happened with the new credit card rules? Is there something, and then have him teach you something. Get him off the subject of him arguing and go, didn't credit card or banks make some rules? Is there something we need to be doing right now for that? You're changing the subject a little bit. You're letting him teach and you bring him back down. I mean, this isn't a subject I could do in a quick 10 minutes. There's a lot of ways you could bring somebody back down when they start to escalate and the fight goes crazy. There's lots of ways to do it. Ask for specifics. A lot of times when you fight with your partner, it'll be global. You're like, yeah, well, you hate all my boyfriends. Something like that. Well, yeah, you really shouldn't have boyfriends. But this is what I always talk about, and this is what this psychologist brought up. Find points of agreement. Whenever you guys are arguing about something, agree with what you can agree with your wife. You can agree with your husband. It's not going to kill you. Find something where you guys are on common ground and go, I agree with you. We can't still keep spending like this. I agree. Supporting our family members, doing this and doing everything we're doing is a little bit too much. I agree that we need to sit down and figure this out. You're 100% right. And then, he's, I am right. So it helps. Okay. Don't be patronizing. But if there's a way to agree, throw that out there because it's going to help. Of course, options. When people start to go, start to swing verbally, et cetera, it's because they don't think they have options. When people get depressed, they don't think there's options. You always think you're stuck because you build your own wall. You go, oh, I can't quit my job. I have no options. Well, why not? Why can't you quit? I mean, think about it. Let's say, hypothetically, you quit your job. You hate your job. You hate your boss, right? You don't like doing rectal exams anymore, whatever. What if you did? Let's just entertain that idea. Oh, I can't choose. No, just think about it. What would be the scenario? Let's just fantasize for a second. Okay? You see? And then, of course, try to be the first one to make peace. Okay? You don't have to do lovey-dovey. You don't have to have makeup sex. All right? But Dr. Hartwell Walker suggests, maybe, you know, peace, white hanky. I have a white hanky right now. You don't want to surrender, but sometimes waving a white hanky. I have a cold, so I have a hanky right now. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Doc Dolly. This is Deborah. I drive a truck with my husband. We're team drivers. We're together 24/7, 365 days a year, and he's the love of my life, and we get along very well. We give each other space, but we give each other space in the truck.
Yeah. Awesome. No, that is awesome. Oh, I love my truckers. All right. So I guess it can be done. 24/7. That's amazing. That's amazing. He's the love of your life. I mean, my husband's the love of my life too. He is. It just, my worry is I don't think he could put up with me as much. We like different music. We like, I don't know if my husband and I could be truckers. But you know what? Trucker folk are really good folk. They're good quality folk. So they're superhuman as far as I'm concerned. I love truckers. Okay. We'll discuss this more because again, there's so much I got to get to on today's show. But you know, for those of you that have difficulty. And, you know, you get into fights with your spouse and it's not going anywhere and you feel like, you're not being heard and, nothing's getting, you don't feel like you're getting anywhere. Write me, let me know, call in and, we'll give you pointers, but there's a lot of ways to do it. Yeah. Cause I think the big problem we have when we are in our upteenth year of marriage is your husband thinks he knows everything you have to say. You know, the wife goes, oh, he's going to say the same old thing. And I have to tell you guys, a lot of times you do. You say the same thing. I mean, I already have memorized my husband's and my next fight. I already know. I already know what the fight's going to be about. I already know what I'm going to say. I know what he's going to say. So then what's the point? Yet, what if you introduce something very valuable to the talk? All right. You know, what if your conversations become more and more valuable? Yes, your conversations used to be valuable, but they get old once they're predictable. What if your conversation is a little unpredictable and not putting them in a defense mode? But what if, like I said, you know, let's do the hypotheticals. Let's look at, you know, different scenarios. Oh, we can't look at my quitting my job, or we can't look at, you know, kicking your mom out of her house or whatever. You know, I don't know, whatever scenarios you could come up with and go, well, let's just look at it. I mean, we're already in a topsy-turvy world anyway. We've never thought we'd see a recession like this. We never thought we'd see an administration like this. We never thought, you know, the world is already topsy-turvy. You know, what if, let's just stop for a second. What if we did the unthinkable? You know, and not keep our job or move. Or, you know, are we really backed up into a corner like we think? And even if you don't think that conversation is going to go anywhere and it's not really going to solve anything, it de-escalated it. It brought you guys back to talking and then maybe you could move forward again. Like I said, there's a lot of tricks and techniques. Okay, don't go away. I want to talk about these blood pressure medications causing lip cancer. Don't go away.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you have a Facebook account, we talked about that. Psychologists think if you don't have a Facebook account, you're a sociopath. Don't believe it. Come on. You know, please. A lot of us, we just don't have time. But anyway, if you do have a Facebook account, great. Find my Facebook page, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Link to it so you can get information and up-to-date news updates as they come in. Please follow us on Twitter, also at Dr. Dahlia. If you have the Android phone, download our Dr. Dahlia app. It's free. Go to my website and download it, or go to your app store. And pretty soon we are going to be booking for the 2013 Summer Alaskan Cruise. Cannot wait. So keep going to my website for details. If not, you can email us to be on the list. As soon as we do get details, we will email you. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who's working the dials. All right, we're talking about couples. Ohio, remember there was a woman in the ICU. And in Northeast Ohio, a gentleman walks in, her husband, and shoots her. Well, right now, from what we understand, Summit County Medical Examiner's Office is going to be performing the autopsy on 65-year-old Barbara Wise. What we understand, her husband, John Wise, shot her as a mercy killing. From what we understand, she was in the ICU. From what I understand, was incapacitated, had been in the intensive care unit, was in an extremely disabled state, was in critical condition, had been in the ICU for several days. Still don't shoot her. I mean, from what we understand, after he shot her, he sat there, was holding the gun, was extremely cooperative when people pulled him out. They had been married for 45 years. Lived in a brick bungalow house in Massillon, which is, I guess, 25 miles from Akron, Ohio. He will probably be facing murder charges, but, we have a lot more questions. You know, what's going on? Why would he do that? I mean, was he severely depressed and thought, you know, it doesn't matter what happens to me, I'll shoot her, and I don't know. But pretty frightening. Pretty funny. I'm already telling my husband, no mercy killings, please. That's okay. That's okay. If you want to bring me something, don't bring me a bullet. Bring me some morphine, but don't. No mercy killer for me. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. This was kind of interesting news. Hydrochlorothiazide, very common blood pressure medication and water pill that people use, and nifedipine, calcium channel blocker that we use for high blood pressure. Also, lisinopril, extremely common blood pressure medicine, were linked to lip cancer. Cancer of the lips. Small link, but a link nonetheless. Researchers at Kaiser Permanente and Stanford identified 712 patients with lip cancer and 22,900 controls. All right. They found people taking hydrochlorothiazide, triamterene were at the biggest risk, lisinopril, nifedipine, and even atenolol. Although they said atenolol wasn't an issue if it was just by itself, but if it was linked to the hydrochlorothiazide, then it appeared to be more of an issue. Now, at first, when I saw this, the first thing I thought of is, well, the hypersensitivity to sun. You know, you're supposed to avoid the sun with certain medications. I'll revisit that. We had last year talked about drug interactions. I don't know if you guys remember which drugs you can't take with which foods, which drugs you can't take with other drugs, which drugs you can't drink with, and which drugs you can't go out into the sun with. So what we're going to probably do in the next couple shows is revisit that. So they say these photosensitizing drugs probably, if you have fair skin and, you know, your lips usually don't have protection, are more at risk. And they suggest, you know, hats that cover the whole face, including the lips, lip protectors. I think some of the chapsticks, because, you know, a lot of women, their lipstick has a sunscreen, but it's very mild. It's nothing heavy. My recommendation is put the chapstick on that has a significant SPF factor. All right. If you are on hydrochlorothiazide, lisinopril, nifedipine, even more than lisinopril, atenolol, there could be issues with sun exposure. My recommendation would be to make sure you discuss with your doctor or your pharmacist if that's a medication you should avoid the sun with. I ended with the preposition. That's what I did. I ended with the preposition. Okay. Is that understood? Okay. Excellent. Now, speaking of suntan lotion, researchers think that suntan lotion made from strawberries could be very, very effective because of the anthocyanins, which give strawberries their red color. They say strawberry extract provides protection against UV radiation, reduces skin damage, and overexposure to the sun. So Italian and Spanish scientists prepared human skin cell cultures and added strawberry extract in different concentrations. Study leader Mauricio Battino of Università Politecnica del Marche in Italy said, we have verified the protecting effect of strawberry extract, yay, against damaging skin cells. So I guess you could also, you know, rub strawberry on your lips. Who knows? Using UV light, the samples of skin were exposed to a dose equivalent to 90 minutes of midday sun in the French Riviera. Oh, that's someplace I'd like to go one day. I've never been to Europe. I'd love to go. See, you can't drive there. It's probably got to fly. Right? And I'm inviting to... You know, you can't just hop in your car. Me, I could hop in my car and go to L.A. I could go to Tijuana. I could hop in my car and go to a lot of places where I live. Can't go to Europe. Never been. I fly. It's just, you know, that costs a lot of money. Okay, let me see. And they found that the strawberry extract, especially at a concentration of 0.5 milligrams per milliliter, protected against UVA. UVA does is associated with DNA damage as well as skin cancer, both UVA and UV light. So what does this mean? Are they going to add strawberries to the mix? I don't know, but it's still pretty cool stuff. Yeah, I love it. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of cool stuff still with the Olympics going on. Again, I guess we got another week or so, do we? All right, it's all track and field. Oh, water ballet. Was it water ballet or synchronized swimming? Yeah, my boys had my boys love to watch NBC Olympics, but they didn't really want to sit through the synchronized swimming. I mean, you got to be incredible to be able to do that. Just the boys really weren't into that. They like judo, and I guess American Judo Camp was, from what I understand, expelled from the Olympics after testing positive for marijuana. He said he had eaten a brownie before he left for London, and the marijuana had been baked into the brownie. You know, marijuana could be in your system for at least a month. And picked up. So, you know, if he had been in London 3 weeks plus this 1 week, well, that is kind of the 4 week mark. He had finished seventh in the 73 kilogram judo event. He did accept his expulsion. He said it wasn't that he smoked. He inadvertently ate a brownie with it. He's only 23 years old. Cute kid. Said that he was going to come back and, be better next year, etc. Despite how you feel about marijuana, the one thing I'm kind of shocked about are when you have these Olympic athletes that were actually caught doping, you know, to enhance years ago, enhancing drugs, and then they're back in the Olympics the next time around. And, you know, I always thought, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, but I always thought not only, you know, to be an Olympian, do you need to, you know, show your strength and be an effective athlete, but you also had to, you know, you're also somebody that's been very ethical and you earned it. So the one thing that always kind of confuses me is when, you know, they're introducing these athletes in these various sports saying, yeah, a couple years ago they had been disqualified from a meet or an event because of doping. Now they're here dope free, in the Olympics. And I'm not talking about marijuana per se. I'm talking about people trying to over-enhance to win their sport. And I just always thought Olympians were supposed to be people that everybody revered, that were kind of, you know, clean, just crystal clear type of thing. And so I don't know if, you know, what I'm kind of circling around is, you know, if you ever got caught cheating, you could never be an Olympian. But it kind of is weird to think that we're watching Olympians and revering them when they were cheating for that event just a while back. You know, you just wonder if they shouldn't be allowed back at all. I don't know. I don't know where I want to stand with that one yet. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.